I love football because you have to prove yourself every weekend.
He's a guy that'll continue to work.
I'm going to do whatever it takes to win.
You got to dream big and live bigger.
You feel like you can't go no more. You give it an extra push.
I'm a competitive person. I never like losing.
I'm everything that you thought I was, and then some.
I have everything to prove.
Yeah, this is a little Khalil Brothers shrine. Oh, it's pretty cool to get this. It's one of my favorite ones. Parade All-American in high school. Got one for my dad right there. Look at that. Servite Hall of Fame, class of 77. This is Ryan, one of his awards. Yeah, there's a lot of Ryan stuff over here.
We obviously come from a football family. It's exciting. It's surreal to think about, really. My brother coming in to basically play professional football.
This is the park. This is where it all started. Eighth grade, going into high school, getting my butt kicked by Ryan.
Do you need my hands under here?
No, we don't.
You sure?
No, I don't.
Okay,
need
I'm just gonna ask. I know I don't have the hands of Cam Newton, but that's okay. Here we go on one.
No, it's on me actually.
Oh, it's on you. Yeah, okay, my bad.
Why is it on you?
Knew he's gonna do that.
It's a tight family. It's definitely a football family.
Apparently, we didn't get our looks from him. So let's do a little before and after. Wait, let's see.
Now you notice this right here? This is where it all started. That's the DNA that got him to where he's at.
My dad played at the University of Arizona and was drafted by the Bills.
My husband played football, but the success that my kids have had is just amazing. I think the way that they've handled it has been pretty amazing, too.
The little details what you use in wrestling and MMA, it's very applicable on a football. Today we work with the mat. Specifically with him, we work on a lower knee level, balance, stability.
Ready, hang up. They go over, just go under.
Yep, perfect. And inside hand control.
Now move my hand to the outside.
We really enjoy to work with him because he can see results very quick.
Step and kick.
Same time.
Crack that way, rookie.
There's a genuine love between the two brothers. You know, they kid with each other. They like to, you know, fight, wrestle. But I think they both want each other to do well.
You know, I try to take on the similar role that my dad had with me and not really trying to force anything on him and just kind of being there for him if he wants my advice. You know, he's not afraid to ask me and he's not afraid to not ask me when he doesn't really feel like hearing what Big Brother has to say.
It was just a great opportunity for Matt to learn from him as he went through all the stuff that we went through as we went through the process.
He was helping me with my diet. He actually paid for food for me. I had that all year last year in college, and that was a big help. He's been through season after season and knows what it takes to play at a high level.
Matt has his struggles trying to keep the weight on and maintain his mass.
I think I'm up to like 6,500 calories a day, and that's barely gaining and like more maintaining my weight.
The requirements, physiological needs of a lineman are going to be different from those of a cornerback. You try to learn from those guys, what are the needs these guys have, and how can we then, as a company, as nutrition, hydration experts, fill those needs?
What I've learned through this whole process is you perform by what you put in your body. The healthier food I put in my body really helps you perform at a higher level, and that's become important to me. As much as I've helped him out, I mean, most of what he's done on his own. He's worked hard. Everything he gets, he deserves. You know, being drafted and going to a different team is going to be a different experience. I'll kind of be set out on my own voyage, kind of have to experience things for myself. This is going to be the first time I'll go somewhere that I won't be called Ryan.